Among the factors that helped doom similar bills in other states, including a failed measure in Indiana just last year, was a worry that though teachers and principals could be armed, they might not have access to the proper training, or that paying for such training would be too onerous a burden for financially strapped districts. Sarasota Republican Rep. Greg Stubbe thinks he knows how to fix that. Stubbe's an Army veteran who served in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Before being deployed, he received weapons and combat training, training he'd like fellow veterans and law enforcement officers to leverage on schools' behalf. His bill allows school districts to hire current or former soldiers and law enforcement officers to serve as school safety officers. And Stubbe says he'd like to see schools train kids differently, too, perhaps by repurposing time spent yearly on fire drills.
How many children have died in our schools by an active shooter walking in the door and shooting our children? Way too many more than ever should have to. Do we have drills for active shooter type situations required in the state of Florida for our schools? No, we do not.
A chorus of Stubbe's fellow Republicans hailed the bill as a chance to prevent a school shooting similar to Sandy Hook or Columbine.
We have a problem that inadvertently occurred in our overwhelming desire to protect students with gun-free zones. We have created a sterile target.
I think that a gun-free safe zone is an oxymoron. It's basically saying we don't have guns here, come wreak havoc.
In folklore, everybody left their guns at the city limits. This isn't folklore. This is cold, hard reality.
Those were Representatives Dennis Baxley, Dane Eagle, and Elizabeth Porter. But four of the five Democrats on the House K-12 subcommittee hoped to shoot down the bill. Maitland Rep. Karen Castor-Dental worries teachers are already overburdened.
And when you add additional responsibility for keeping the school safe with teachers and faculty, I think that presents a problem.
And Florida School Boards Association Executive Director Wayne Blanton said he couldn't support the bill in its current form because adding guns to schools might also add legal risk.
A principal may have made a choice that is right or wrong, but we still get litigated. And as a former school board member, you understand where that ends up. It ends up at the local school board level and superintendent's level that you have to defend that litigation.
But Baxley, who's not a lawyer, contends Blanton actually isn't concerned enough about his liability.
I agree. You are ultimately liable. You're also liable. It's a wonder you haven't got sued by some parent that said, my child is in danger because you won't act.
Since the Sandy Hook shooting, the group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America has protested allowing more guns into schools for any reason and was instrumental in lobbying Indiana lawmakers to back off their plans to arm educators. A spokeswoman declined comment Wednesday on the Florida proposal, which passed the committee 9-4, mostly along party lines. A similar bill passed the committee but ultimately failed last year. For WFSU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.